The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
In the coming of Christ Jesus, humanity discovered the living essence of love. Love is not an abstract concept or fleeting emotion, subject to manipulation and inconsistency. Rather, love is vibrant and visible. The love we were created for does not remain hidden or distant. True love eagerly reveals itself to his beloved, akin to a newborn clinging to the breast of his mother, and she adoring her child. Love is tangible, with testimony and witness. If it were enough for God to love us from afar, through whispers or prophets, there would have been no need to send his Son. Yet, through his Son, the Eternal Father has shown us the transparency and depth of his love. His love is so transparent that it hangs naked and bloody on the Roman's instrument of death, the crucifix we now dare to honor and adore. This is the mystery we are called to contemplate during Lent. God loved us first. Yes, God loved us before we knew him, and his love propelled us into being, even though we would be born inclined to rebel against him. He visibly sacrificed his life for us, even when we did not deserve such mercy and forgiveness, because the only justice that love knows is truth. We are due truth because it is God's revelation. This reality of visible love is echoed in today's first reading for the second Sunday of Lent from Genesis chapter 15 verses 5 through 12 and 17 through 18. When God promises Abraham a multitude of descendants, he does not merely speak of his promise. He points Abraham to the stars in the sky, saying, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." This tangible vision becomes a testament to God's love and faithfulness. Furthermore, God's covenant with Abraham is marked by visible signs: a smoking pot of fire and a flaming torch. These symbols underscore the seriousness and reality of God's promises. In seeing the fulfillment of his promises, Abraham sees God. In today's second reading from Philippians chapter 13 verse 17 through chapter 4 verse 1, the Apostle Paul speaks of one of those promises that will delight our eyes, when our Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly bodies to conform to his glorified body by the power that allows him to also bring all things into subjection to himself. The temporary yet enduring sign of this promise is the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. With the same power that enables God to change two inanimate things, bread and wine, into one living thing himself, he will take those who are dead in sin and bring them into new life with him and animated in the life of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, in the Holy Eucharist, we can truly see God as he is. The divine necessity of visible love, in us seeing with our own eyes that God is true to his word, is further illuminated in the transfiguration narrative of our gospel reading from Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. On the mountain, Jesus is transfigured before Peter, John, and James, revealing his divine nature in dazzling glory. In this heavenly vision, Jesus converses with Moses and Elijah, symbolizing the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. The radiant presence and voice from the cloud declaring, "This is my chosen son, listen to him," emphasized the culmination of God's promises. Through Jesus, the connection between an old covenant and a new covenant is made visible. He embodies the fulfillment of the divine promises made through Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the prophet. The transfiguration is a powerful manifestation of God's love and fidelity, showing that Jesus is the promised Messiah who bridges heaven and earth, bringing eternal life and happiness to humankind. In his Son, God made himself visible to the world. And within us, Christ Jesus desires to make the love of God known to all. This is the great envy of the evil one. Despite his temptations, he cannot make us reflect anyone but ourselves, for he can never truly dwell within us. Even if a demon possesses our body, it is merely an occupation, not a true union. Conversely, the more we grow in virtue and love of God, the more we shine with his image within us. Indeed, if the depth of God's love is a mystery worthy of our Lenten contemplation, then the shallowness of our love is a tragedy worthy of repentance. This season of Lent reminds us of our inconsistencies and guides us on our journey to reflect the abundant love and life he shares with us. We are truly a Eucharistic people, once dead in sin, now reborn into the divine life through him who liberated us from our unhappy slavery to sin. He shares with us the living bread that heals broken souls and grants freedom. Hence, let us offer service to God that is sincere and free from duplicity, so that the fulfillment of Christ Jesus' promises may also be visible in all our words and deeds.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.